This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial will begin Tuesday in the U.S. Senate. On the Sunday morning talk shows, the Democrats and Republicans faced off. On ABC this week, Alan Dershowitz, one of the president's lawyers, says the two articles of impeachment the Senate will take up are not impeachable. Now, on the same program, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says that the argument doesn't surprise him.
Well, that's the argument I suppose you have to make if the facts are so dead set against you. If the president has admitted to the wrongdoing, his chief of staff has confessed to the wrongdoing, his European Union ambassador has confessed to the same quid pro quo, you have to rely on argument that even if he abused his office in this horrendous way, that it's not impeachable. You had to go so far out of the mainstream to find someone to make that argument. You had to leave the realm of constitutional law scholars and go to criminal defense lawyers.
Mr. Trump is only the third U.S. president to face an impeachment trial. Russian demonstrators marked the murder of a journalist and a lawyer 11 years ago with a march today in Moscow, where participants also voiced concerns about constitutional reforms proposed by President Vladimir Putin. Human rights lawyer Stanislav Markalov, who defended war crime victims in Chechnya, was killed in 2009. Anastasia Barbarova, a journalist walking with Markalova at the time of the attack, was also shot. Afghan officials say the Taliban executed six members of the same family in the country's north. Charles de la Desma has this.
The killings, which took place in a remote village in the country's north, include an infant girl. The insurgent group has denied any involvement, saying the attack on Saturday was triggered by a personal dispute. However, local officials say the family was accused by the Taliban of working in prostitution and that the group had first sentenced them to death for immoral acts.
This is VOA News. The bodies of the 11 Ukrainians who died when an Iranian missile shot down a passenger plane have arrived in Ukraine for a farewell ceremony. They were among the 176 people killed in the January 8th catastrophe when a Ukrainian Airlines plane heading to Kyiv was brought down shortly after takeoff from Tehran. Meanwhile, the Iranian official leading the investigation appeared to backtrack Sunday on plans to send the flight recorders abroad for analysis a day after saying they would be sent to Kyiv. The snowy alpine resort of Davos could be the setting of an unlikely encounter this week as the 50th anniversary World Economic Forum gets underway with a young climate activist Greta Thunberg and U.S. President Donald Trump expected to be in attendance. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab, though, was playing down whether he would attempt to orchestrate a handshake.
We try never to engineer something. I think the best things are those who just happen and afterwards have a positive impact.
With sustainability the main theme of the annual summit, pressure has never been more intense on governments to act on climate change. The WEF is trying to force their hand by introducing a scorecard. It will rate companies on the basis of environmental and social performance, although they haven't said whether firms would be struck off the Davos guest list if they don't score well.
We are faced with an urgency. We see a window for action closing. And that's the reason why we put so much emphasis on the issue of climate during this 50th anniversary.
U.S. President Trump is expected to dominate headlines again if he shows up, while some world leaders will skip this year's Davos meeting. Forecasters are warning of severe storms in Australia's fire-hit state of Victoria. Recent heavy rains have dampened many of the country's bushfires, but also led to power cuts and road closures. In the meantime, Reuters' Eimear McCarthy reports tourists are beginning to return.
Coming into dock, the first cruise ship returned to bushfire-ravaged Kangaroo Island in Australia on Sunday. Kangaroo Island is renowned for its wildlife, but the recent bushfires have burnt more than 200,000 hectares of land, putting several species at risk. For passengers, supporting the local economy is a top priority.
And we just want to come ashore to spend some money and to try and help the locals.
The Australian government also said on Sunday it will allocate more than $50 million to the country's lucrative tourism industry. Tourism accounts for more than 3% of the country's annual economic output.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.